The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
God did say, if they Google your name, they're going to find you at the top. God said, say amen to that. You're going to be famous for whatever you do. If you're a bricklayer, you're going to be one of the bricklayers, best bricklayers that's ever been seen. If you are, come on, if you're a carpenter, if you're a nurse, if whatever you are, you're going to be at the top of whatever you are. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another powerful teaching for you today. Now, we're continuing in this series called The Rising to the Top. Now, we're talking about God's people rising up. Why? Because God wants us to have the influence in the earth. We have to redirect this earth back to Christ. Now, this message brings out a couple of points I want you to remember. One is that the blessing is designed to fix anything in this earth. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how bad a neighborhood is. I don't care whether it's a Sahara Desert. The blessing will turn it into the Garden of Eden. Number two, you must be sold out to stand out. Praise God. You see, in the kingdom, it operates by faith. And faith makes it so that God must be your only source. You can't have another trust if you're going to walk in faith. You got to only trust God. And to trust God means that you're going to really walk by faith. And so faith will make you stand out. So you have to be sold out to stand out. Praise God. Well, get ready. Let's get some good word today. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It's called Rising to the Top.
Jesus paid for your salvation. He is the Lamb of God. By grace are you saved, what? Through faith, and that of your, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. He paid for you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. He paid for your healing. Come on now. He paid for your deliverance. Come on. He paid for whatever problems you might be going through. He paid for that. Now, if he paid for it, you don't need to pay for it. So not only did he pay for all of those, he paid for your houses, your cars. He paid for everything that you need because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, because he has paid for it, these things now are yours, and now you have to receive them, glory to God. And as you, glory to God, receive them, Satan, you got to contend with him. Because he's trying to stop you from getting your stuff. Say amen to that. Now, I want you to see something here. The people that are holding it are not really holding it. The demons are holding it. The Bible says the wealth of the what?
Wicked.
Wicked. See, that's what he's trying to tell you. That it's not the people that are holding all that money. It's demons working through the people holding that money. And they're holding it for you, from you, or us, or the church, because they know that they've got to keep you from rising. Because if you rise, you have influence. And if you have I teach leadership. And one of the first things that I do about teaching leadership is that kind of defining it in people's minds. And it's leadership is a leader is one who guides by influence. See, that's the most effective way to lead a people. See, you're not forcing them. You're leading them. So if you rise and you got God, you're going to shift the culture. You're going to shift the culture. Now, you know, can't know anybody coming to your bathroom. You know, once you shift the culture, See, because now the culture is going the wrong way. And that's because the people who seemingly get up into the places of influence are people who are not influencing very well. And God wants to put you in the place of influence. The world cannot stop the slide, the moral slide. They can't stop it. The only ones that can stop it is the church, because we're the only ones that can deal with the devil. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Check it out. And he had dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. See, no human person could stop it. Because that he had been often bound with chains and fetters, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man, what? Tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that you torment me not." Now, what is this man doing? Advertising? No. He's trying to tell Jesus, "I know who you are. You are not a man. So therefore, only a man can cast me out." But Jesus was fully God and, come on, fully man. So he set all his Godhead ability, and he had to grow in wisdom just like you did. Because he's showing you everything he's asking you to do, he did himself. Look at the next verse. And he said unto him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Notice, this man was not under his own control. Demons were using him to control the entire coastline. And that coastline had to also do with economics. You look and study economics in the Bible, and you'll see it's got to do with currency. It's got to do with shipping ways and so forth and so on. So I'm just telling you that demons control people who've got the goods, and they tell them what to do with it. You get them to give something to the church for evangelism and preaching the gospel and see how long they're going to hold it. If you don't pray with them, that devil will take it right away. Now, I'm not saying they're against, I'm not saying hate anybody, because we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. You get a bunch of money and see don't demons come with it. Now, I'm not saying they're going to affect you. I'm just saying they don't want you to have it, because they know what you're going to do, and you're going to help Bill Winston get this gospel out all over the world. Now, so the earth is the whose? Lord's. And you, the Bible says he's the king of who? Kings. And he's the lord of who? Lords. Kings function by decree. They speak things, and those around them bring it to pass. And you were never meant, you were meant to decree things. And when you do decree things, you're supposed to speak to a mountain. And angels will be working with you, bringing things to pass. Because you can't do it naturally. You're not going to get a demon to bow naturally. You're going to have to step back and get in the faith and speak to that thing, releasing the power of God on it. Many demons as I cast out, you can't cast them out naturally. One demon I was going to cast him out, he talked about my coat. Really, it was up there on Madison Street. About to cast the demon, now you start talking about that old coat that you got on. Speaking through that lady, that old coat that you got on, look at it, it's raggedy, look at it, right on the chin. See, trying to draw me into the flesh. I said, you come out of there, you foul, unclean. You don't know what a good coat is anyway. Now, I want you to hear me and see what I'm talking about, folks. Now, what's going to happen with this? When that stuff comes over, your influence is going up. Now, look what he says. See, it can't help but come over, because if you're operating in the blessing is going to take you to the top. Lord, have mercy. Go to Genesis. Are y'all still with me? Now, y'all don't mind if I talk about this. See, you're mature enough to hear this, because God is taking you somewhere. See, we've got to shift this culture back. Man, they're going too far. It's getting crazy. All right, turn to Genesis chapter 12. All right, verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I'm going to show you. Now, let me tell you what my understanding of that is. One is that he's taking him off of the system that he's been trusting in. Why? Because he's going to deliver people out of that system. And you can't deliver people out of a system you depend on. So you got to break your dependency on the system to get the people in the system out of the system. You got it? You can't do that, folks. You can't be a chain smoker and get somebody delivered of a nicotine demon. Somebody got to be free. All right, look what he says in verse 2. And I'll make of you a great nation. I'll bless you and I'll make your name great and you'll be a blessing. I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And in these shall all families of the earth be what? Blessed. All right, let's dwell on that just a minute. You are redeemed to be outstanding. That's a tweet. But it takes being sold out to stand out. Make sense to you? All right, now what am I saying here? I'm saying people, Lord have mercy. He said, I'm going to make your name great. Put that same scripture up there in the Amplified. You with me? I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. One day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. And make your name famous and distinguished. And you will be a blessing, doing what? Dispensing goods to others. Wherever you are, you should be famous for what you do. One more time. Wherever, see, you got, listen, you don't do this. I will make your name famous. Not one time did I think about being famous. Only thing I did was when he said go right, I went right. When he said go left, I went left. When he said buy them all, I bought them all. When he said buy an airplane, buy an airplane. Saying you got to do it. You got to have faith in him that he can do what he said he wants you to do. Say amen. The thing of it is, we get so puffed up in ourselves. We get so big on ourselves thinking we all of that. Honey, go up against a demon and see if you all of that. I'm telling you, what's all of that is what's in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I'm telling you, there are forces of evil that don't want you to even think like what I'm telling you about. I told you, I read the scripture. God said, I'm going to make you famous. You say, how can he make me famous? I've been married 5 times. Forget that. I'm talking about your future. He said, I'm going to make you famous. I've been in prison 3 times. I don't care where you've been. He's about to take you somewhere you never went before. And don't say, I've not been. Harvard. I've not been to Yale. I've not been to Princeton. He can make you proficient in whatever he called you to do because he is God Almighty, man. He is not a man. He's God Almighty. And he's given this earth to you from the core to the surface to the core. Every piece of gold, everything of oil, if they are unsaved, it belongs to you. He said, occupy till I come. You don't have to do it. What you have to do is step back and speak to that mountain. I command you to come into my hand. Now, this is where I'm taking you. That is the gospel, folks. You're so powerful till you create. That's why you got to watch what you say. If you go to a physician or you go to a lawyer and he says something that's against your covenant rights or against your promises, you got to watch repeating that. I said you got to watch repeating that because you're designed to create. Are you following what I'm saying? You can't. God does. God listen to Rabahoya. See, whatever God's got for you is already done for you. Whatever God's got for you is already done for you. He's already healed you. He's already delivered you. He's already made you rich. He's already given you the house. It doesn't make any difference. Now, what are you going to do with your mouth? You're going to bring it forth. Bring it forth. That's called creation. Boy, y'all got me preaching like a house of fire. You were made like your father to speak things into existence. That's why you got to watch your mouth, especially as I take you higher in this blessing. You're going to have to watch what you say because what you say is what you're going to see. Now give the Lord a shout for it. Yes. You're going to be that if someone Googles your name and looks you up to get more information about you, your name should be at the top of your profession. Your name should be, come on now. Look at Deuteronomy 7:14. In Deuteronomy 7:14, God says something here through Moses. He said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. I'm going to say it again. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 and look at 28 and verse 11. So Deuteronomy 28 and verse 11. And he says this, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord thy God swear unto thy fathers to give you, watch this, and the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure in heaven and give you rain in your land in season and bless all the work of your hands, and thou shalt what? Lend to many nations, keep going, and thou shalt not borrow, keep going, and thou, the Lord shall make thee, 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 the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and shall not be beneath. See, God is saying if they Google your name, they're going to find you at the top. God say, say amen to that. You're going to be famous for whatever you do. If you're a bricklayer, you're going to be one of the bricklayers, best bricklayers that's ever been seen. If you are, come on, if you're a carpenter, if you're a nurse, if whatever you are, you're going to be at the top of whatever you are if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. I don't care what whether it's sports, I don't care whether it's out in Hollywood, he wants you to be at the top. Why? Because he wants you to turn people from darkness to light. God is concerned about the world, and he puts you in the world so that you can bring the Garden of Eden wherever you go, and they want to ask about you. Let me Google her and see who she is. Well, wow, 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 wow. Look at it. Woo-hoo. Whee. Now stop calling yourself, I'm this, I'm that. No, no, God sees you at the top, and if you just let him have you and that blessing embrace you, it's going to take you to the top of your game. I'm going to make you famous and what? Distinguished. There's a generation out there that's going to waste. They got the britches so far down on the legs until you can't hardly see the pockets. I'm saying we got to get them britches up. Wait, come on. Get the slack out. Got people that don't want to work, don't want to do anything but shoot somebody. That's got to change. And it's time for it to change right now. I said, well, I don't know whether I agree with all that. Well, get saved. Because it's in the book. I'm reading the book. I'm not going outside. Folks, the church are the only ones that can hold back iniquity. We are the only ones that can hold it back. Nothing can stop Satan except the church. He's going to continue to cultivate his society. Until what? Until no more people exist. Because he can't keep anything alive. Why? Because he's a dead spirit. You saw that in Star Wars, the dark side. Folks, this stuff you don't know, that's got you held back. But I'm laying it out on you. Watch this. The building already belongs to you. Now, this is what the 10 spies refused to preach. Why? Too far out there. And you got to remember, when you start prospering, somebody going to get jealous. But when they get jealous, that's a sign that the devil's being tormented. Make them jealous. Bible says Jesus is going to stir up jealousy like a... Make them jealous. Drive it. Swim in it. Glory to God. He needs you to have confidence in his ability to get it done. He's just going to guide your steps. And see, the biggest part of that blessing is us influencing people, and then they come into church. They say, hey, I want what you've got. That's why I say, if you get the blessing and you don't bless others, pretty soon that thing will start slowing down. Why? Because it becomes a swamp. It's got no outlet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, I can see it now. No matter what profession you're in, he's taking you to the top. He's going to make your name famous and distinguished. So that program to come on, Rich and Famous, you're going to be on there. Oh, I know her. She was riding the bus. I saw her riding the bus coming to church.
She ain't riding the bus no more. You didn't have to qualify for your salvation. You didn't have to earn your healing. You didn't have to earn your healing filled with the Holy Ghost. There's nothing in there you have to earn. See, if God made it so you have to earn it, then his idea about inheritance is not true. You can't make a person who's got an inheritance earn it. It's an inheritance. Say amen.
Amen.
And God will either give you the thing or the thing to get the thing. Now, I'm just saying this. Don't think just because you're coming in here it's going to happen by osmosis.
No, you got to act on the blessing. Okay, and this is something that God wants to do because ultimately he wants his people back. That's the bottom line of it. He wants to get the world back to him. Let him let loose of that thing, and they won't let it go unless they see something better. And you're going to show something better.
No matter your job or profession, as a believer, you were designed to dominate. Obey God, embrace the blessing, and allow it to take you to the top. To order your copy of this powerful message, Rising to the Top, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston. I'm here with my wife, Veronica, and we would like to take a moment to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. In the book of Psalms 107 and verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." As we go through this holiday season, it's important to remember to take time and give God thanks for who he is and all that he's done and all that he's going to do.
We are also thankful to God for you, our partners and viewers. You mean so much to us. We'd like to thank you for all your prayers and gifts of support. Together, we are taking the gospel to the nations and transforming so many lives through the power of Jesus Christ.
In August of this year, God gave me a prophetic word, and that word is for you. By December 25th of 2016, your life will be drastically different than it is right now. That is better. And the word says, "Believe the prophet, and so shall you prosper." So as we've spoken this word, whatever you've been believing God for, stand on his word and expect to see something come to pass this year.
I'd like to say a special prayer for you and your family. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for our partners and our friends. And we come to you asking you to help us to be ever mindful of your goodness and grateful for your presence to guide us, encourage us, comfort us, and inspire us. Lord God, we pray for a mighty revival among every nation on the face of the earth, that every man, woman, boy, and girl will come to know you. Lord God, we just invite you into our nations. We invite you into our homes and into our communities, into our governments, into our school systems, into our judicial systems. We invite the power and the presence of God to fill the earth as the waters cover the seas. Lord, we are ever grateful to you because this is the generation that shall serve the Lord. We pray for all our partners and viewers that you would bless them in their homes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Now, from all those that are here at Bill Winston Ministries, all the workers, all those who have helped and to bring this gospel to you all over the world, this is Pastor Winston and Sister Veronica saying,
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love you and keep walking by faith.